Hi, this is Carl from Potentia Secret Shopping. And on the day that Westfield Stratford City opens, the newest urban and largest urban shopping mall in Europe, and purportedly the next generation of retail experience, I decided to service my particular product need by going to one of the UK's largest department stores. These audio booths are intended to be an example of the kind of things that clients engage us for, the kind of things that they pay us to notice about service and then develop. So let's have a look at my experience at this department store this afternoon. It was 4:45 p.m. Entering the department store, the first impression was of a lady working in a cosmetics area cleaning brushes. Key area of the store, and there was no responsiveness around customers coming and going at that point. It was also very hard actually to find a store guide, having found that the product I was looking for afforded me the chance to walk all the way around the ground floor and up to the top, the second floor. Doing that on my customer journey, I actually very quickly became aware of the store environment itself. If you look up, what you can see are a large number of broken, blackened, and missing ceiling tiles. And then you also have very poor, very old lighting fixtures all around the store. And this gives a very kind of dull and drab kind of texture to the service experience, not one that you want to really stay in as a customer. En route as well, up the escalators, it was clear that they are old and ailing. And in fact, one was switched off, maybe even broken, therefore. An older customer was making her way down this escalator and was actually struggling to do so. And again, this compounded the sense that the store needed a refurbishment. On the way up, I must have seen at least 15 members of staff in my sight lines around and about the department areas. And out of all of those people, only one took the chance to look up. Although having done so, it was a half smile and she returned to what she was doing. And this was really the case with everyone else that I saw in terms of staff colleagues. They were talking with their colleagues and or involved very heavily in tasks at this time. Having made it to the electronics department, however, the sales assistant there immediately approached and asked if I needed any help, which is great. However, on this occasion, they didn't have the item that I wanted, so I left empty-handed. I made my way back down the escalators and exited the store. And my last impression, actually, was of the same girl I saw when I entered the store, still cleaning makeup brushes. So those are the various, so there were many more, but those are the various moments of truth on my particular customer journey through this department store. And with all that in mind, and having crossed the road and gone into Zara, I, on this occasion, would have spent my money in Zara as opposed to this department store, a much more contemporary, brighter and engaging retail environment in which to shop. Opportunities for the department store? Well, clearly there's some refurbishment that's needed here, but this is really about service essentials and working with the sales assistants themselves. And here, it's about customer awareness. It's about care of the customers that are actually in the store at that time. And it's about a smile. Now, we know that service is more than just a smile, but I am talking here about service essentials. A little bit more than that, that sales assistant on the top floor in the electronics department, you know what? I think he could have just said, well, I know we don't have this product, but what's the manufacturer? Have you got your headphones with you? Let me just look it up on the internet and let's see if we can find the thing that you need, even though we're not selling it. That would have been good. It would have been really good because when I look back, he was involved in a conversation with his friend and colleague and they were laughing and joking. And I thought, well, you could have better used that time. Even if you didn't have the product to sell me, you could have still helped me. You could have still built some kind of connection for me with this department store and made me want to come back, treat it as my local department store. So these are some of the things we notice and some of the opportunities here that could be developed. Thanks for listening.